up, peeps? Welcome to episode 28 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love talking to you guys about the hottest K-topics, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can follow us on socials at HowYouAtYou. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, give us, you know, rate us, leave a little comment. It really helps. Just throwing it out there, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. I kind of forgot for a moment, but then it came back.
Yeah, you got
so
there in the
we're
end.
Going. Yes, we're going. So it's Hot Topics. This is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news and just fill us in on any tea that we may have missed over the last week or so. So spill the tea, girl.
So this week has been a mess. I'm not going to lie to you. It's been a hot mess from beginning to end. I have started a new segment. I don't know if it's going to be an everyday thing, so don't get too excited, where I post some stories you may have missed whilst you are asleep, because, you know, time difference and stuff. So you can check that out. There's no site this week, so don't look for it. But anyway, first things first, let's talk about what everyone's been talking about is Dispatch and them revealing that Big Bang's leader, G-Dragon, and Blackpink's leader, well, I guess they don't really have roles in Blackpink, but she's technically the leader, is Jennie. And apparently they have been in a relationship for a year. According to Dispatch, G-Dragon has had has a personal parking lot and a private lift or elevator for his penthouse, which Jennie was able to use without having to verify her identity. Shock horror. So they've been having, basically, the whole back information for that is basically they've been having dates in his house, and basically she can get easy access into his house. That's what that's about. According to Dispatch, Jennie's normal everyday schedule was to visit GD's home once her activities were over for that day. Apparently, Jennie's manager would take her to GD's house, and sometimes GD's manager would take her instead. YG Entertainment did comment, and they basically said, "That ain't none of my business." They basically said, "We cannot confirm anything about our artist's personal life. We ask you for your understanding." But apparently a close source to the two, whoever this source is, they're hella shady. Why are you talking to Dispatch? Or why are you telling people people's business?
They gotta pay bills.
But anyway, they said quite a lot of people at YG have noticed their relationship, and that Jennie's mother is also aware of their relationship with G-Dragon, and she's thankful that he takes special care of her. There's been a lot of mixed reactions online because some people find their relationship creepy, even though there's not that much of an age difference, guys, I'm just saying. But I think the creepy-esque-ness comes from the fact that GD knew her when she was a minor. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything in my eyes anyway. What do you think, Shay?
Head full. I don't know. Because like you said, the TL's been wild this week. So everyone sort of has their own two pence on why they think the relationship, quote unquote relationship, was released. And I don't know. It's not really my business. So I don't really have.
Yeah, but much it's to our say. Business to talk about their business. So what's your opinion, girl?
I don't know.
Okay, she doesn't care. She doesn't care. She hopes that they're happy.
Right?
Did I lie?
No.
Okay. But I think this story that's most recent, because basically happened last night / morning, depending on where you are in the world, is the whole Spotify fiasco. So if some of you are aware, you may have went on Spotify, you know, do a bit of house cleaning, you know, want to listen to some tunes while you want to take a stroll, and you press on your favorite artist and, oh, song is not available. So as of the 1st of March, all songs distributed by Kakao M have been removed from Spotify. So Kakao M distributes many songs from many of the biggest K-pop agencies. So numerous groups and tracks have been completely missing from the platform. I'm going to go through a list of some of the names, but there is more. So there's Mamamoo, Seventeen, IU, Monster X, GFriend, The Boys, Luna, SF9, DPR, Sunmi, G-Idol, B2B, A-Pink, P1 Harmony, Dreamcatcher, Epic High, Sister, Gravity, Cosmic Girl, Card, Zico, Infinite, Beast, Sick K, Sam Kim, some of Ailee's songs, Loco, 4 Minute, CLC, and as I said, there is more. Songs from artists from the bigger companies, so your YG, your Big Hit, your SM, your JYP. The majority of those are safe because they have a different distribution deal, but some collaborations and OSTs are missing. Spotify did leave a statement saying that it's due to the expiration of the global license, and they hope that they can, you know, resolve it soon, and that KakaoM hasn't responded. But KakaoM then released a statement of their own in which they claimed that Spotify had been the one who had chosen not to renew the agreement even after a request on KakaoM's part. So apparently it was still in a midst of negotiation whether its catalogue would be made available on the South Korean version of Spotify, which has just recently launched, and that the expiration of the global license agreement had to be separate. So basically, for the licensing for the music to be played in South Korea would be a domestic license, and for those same songs to be played elsewhere would be a global license. So there's two licensing. So basically, from my understanding, this doesn't affect consumers in South Korea. It only affects everyone else, basically, because the renewal of the global license hasn't happened as of yet, or they're still negotiating it. If that makes sense. Ooh, you following?
Yeah.
So basically, they're still in discussion. I don't even know if they're discussing, because Spotify is saying it's KakaoM, KakaoM saying it's Spotify. So I don't know what's going on. So labels and artists have been talking, trying to like sort it out themselves. I think the only music that has been put back is P Nation's Hyuna and Jessie. So their songs should be back on Spotify. But when I checked Hyuna's page, all their streams are gone. It's basically, it was like minus 1,000 streams. I don't even know what that means. Oh. But yeah, I don't know. It's a bit of a mess, and Spotify users are panicking. So, and people are joking on Twitter that Apple's next. But Apple's fine. It's literally every music platform, to my knowledge, is not affected. It's just Spotify.
That's a little bit crazy. I just looked up Hyuna's page on Spotify, and there's just dots, and then like one song, and then more dots, and then like a second song. So that's mad.
And the thing is, the artists themselves didn't know what was going on, because I know there was like a few, was, oh, who was it? I think it was a Korean rapper. I can't remember who it was, because someone must have, you know how when you have like a Spotify playlist and you try to play a song and it was like song unavailable, they must have screenshot it and basically at the artist, and they're like, wait, what? What's good? Like, so even they don't know what's going on. And the thing is, that's who it affects the most. It affects us, the consumer, and it affects the artist the most. And especially as we're in a panini right now. So this is like their main, you know, stream of income. And basically, KakaoM, they are connected, or they own the Melon chart. So yeah, it's just like, you ain't going to be losing no money. Like, I don't know all the ins and outs, because I don't know nothing about no music distribution deals. I ain't no distributor. I can't even say the word. So let's just hope it's rectified soon, because I love me some Spotify. I love Apple too, but like, I love me some Spotify. And yeah, sort it out. Last but not least, this is a really quick one. Blackpink's Rosé will be making her solo debut. Ooh. On the 12th of March. She shared two teaser pics today, actually. Well, for you guys, a couple days ago. But yeah, so that's something to look out for. And that is Hot topics. I really should make that into a jingle, you know, but I don't want to be sued by SM because, you know.
No, just leave it.
I'll just sing it instead because, you know, it's down to interpretation. Mm-hmm. But anyway, moving on, it's time for Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, and hot tea. You can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on social media at howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Thank you. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is... stop associating TXT with BTS. Just because they're from the same company doesn't mean that BTS members have to be mentioned every time TXT is talked about.
I don't know where this comes from. Is this like from interviews and stuff that TXT do and they bring up BTS or?
I don't think it's so much in interviews, like if I'm interpreting this right. I think maybe this person means online. So a lot of the time, I've seen it happen on TikTok because that's where I reside. People, there might be like a video of TXT doing something and then people in the comments are like, ah, oh, X member is acting like Suga or BTS should hang out with, like, this is sort of always dragging BTS into the conversation, which I get, it would naturally happen. Mm. But if this person's feeling quite pressed about it, maybe it's happening more than I'm aware of.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of oblivious because I haven't really seen it happen on a consistent level. Maybe an odd comment here or there, but that's expected if they're under the same company. I feel like it's the same vibe with, I don't know, I'm going back, but like Big Bang and 21. You remember when they used to say Park Bom and T.O.P. are the alien couple, like stuff like that, you know, like because they were both weird. I don't know, maybe... I don't see it.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel like it's gotten better than it was, in my opinion, from the level that I used to see it at. But I'm not the most social of the social butterflies, so don't quote me. I guess we're not sure if we agree with that one. But yeah, they're individual groups and stuff, so...
And they're very different, so...
Very. When I think of TXT, I just think of TXT. Like, they've got so much going on, honestly. Yeah. Next unpopular opinion. This person said, swearing is normal. Let idols swear.
I'm in the middle with this because I feel like most companies market their idols to be family-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So in that essence, I don't think they would let... Even if they were like a Western star, they wouldn't be able to just like randomly swear or whatever.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I agree. I'd like you just want them to come on interviews like F this. No, I feel like they, like Shanice already said, they're portrayed in advertisers quite family friendly and that sort of thing. So yes, let them be their own people, like when they're off hours and out of the office and off work. That's their business. But I feel like on the big screen, there are a ton of young fans. And I'm not saying that teenagers don't know swear words, but I guess just portraying an image that's as clean as possible, I guess.
And plus, to be honest, I don't feel like they're penalized for swearing, like if they have the odd slip up, which they do.
Yeah.
Or if they're on VLive and, you know, they swear, like, does it become a big thing? So I don't think it's that much of an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, they may have certain sponsors where they can't swear or whatever, but I don't think it's a they should never swear kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And our last unpopular opinion for today, there's an A, B, and a C to this, so I don't know if it counts as one, but...
This is an essay.
It's an essay, okay? Keep with me, guys. Keep with me. So this person said, ITZY is the best fourth-gen girl group, in my opinion. They're adorable and have a positive concept. That's A. Moving on to B. B, if you can't handle the fact that your fave is being called out because they did something offensive, you're too immature to be in the fandom. Educating an idol is not hate. C, Taemin is the baddest B in K-pop. Oh, there's a D as well. My bad. D, BTS is the best K-pop group in all areas, in my opinion. Okay, that's the essay. Okay, so just to recap, A is ITZY is the best fourth gen girl group, in my opinion. Thoughts and feelings?
When it comes to generations, me and Shay were having this conversation, it gets so confusing. But from our research, okay, could you list off the fourth gen girl groups?
So allegedly, this is not our opinion, so do not come for us. Allegedly, fourth gen girl groups are aespa, ITZY, luna, g-idol and black swan.
Okay, so this person didn't really say why they're the best. You're just saying it's the best.
They said that ITZY is the best fourth gen girl group, in my opinion. They're adorable and have a positive concept.
How does that make them the best?
Because love and peace, y'all. Love and peace.
So, period. To be honest, yeah, I do like ITZY. I'm just trying to make you guys dig a bit deeper, that's all. I mean, sure. I still feel like I've said this before. Probably someone had a similar opinion about ITZY being the best or something. Or it could have been a different girl group. I feel like right now it's too early. I feel like ITZY have had some iconic moments, but so have Luna, and so have G-Idol. Everglow, they're creeping up there as well. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's too early for me.
Yeah. Love ITZY, though. They're cool. But just come back to us in a few months. Okay, B of this long opinion. If you can't handle the fact that your fave is being called out because they did something offensive, you're too immature to be in the fandom. Educating an idol is not hate.
I don't think it's immature. I think it's ignorant. And
yeah,
especially if the offensive thing isn't towards your community or your group, then just be quiet and support from the guidelines. The thing is, I feel like certain fans just get defensive. Just because someone brings up an issue doesn't mean that they're gonna get cancelled and they're never gonna make money again. It's just, you know, certain groups are fed up of having certain tropes and certain things regurgitated all the time. And I'm sorry, they can't live under the, oh, we didn't know. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, so
no, I completely agree. And I definitely, like, really echoing what you said, if what happened wasn't offensive to your community or wasn't directed at your community, I don't feel as though you should be the one saying, oh, they apologized or they didn't know. Like, it's a conversation between the person, the idol, their company, and whoever's involved in the situation and the community that it offended. So, yeah, that's that. So next, C is Taemin is the baddest B in K-pop. I don't think...
Period!
Yeah, we don't need to discuss this one.
Period!
There's like the bad girls squad in K-pop, and it's like Taemin, Jimin, Kai, San from ATEEZ. Oh, who else is in there? I feel like I'm missing someone. But if they all came together in the same coordinates,
oh gosh,
y'all ain't ready. Y'all are not ready. That's all I'm saying. Oh, and oh my gosh, one more. What's his name from TXT? Yeonjun. He can come too.
Oh, he's definitely the it boy of fourth gen.
He's y'all are not ready.
Boy,
imagine that. Oh, ciao. Anyway, Okay, so the last part of this unpopular opinion, D, BTS is the best K-pop group in all areas, in my opinion.
Well, it's your opinion, so your opinion. Well, I mean, it seems like your opinion is your opinion. Doesn't make it facts, you know?
Yeah, sure. I don't think there's like a way to measure this, like, because we could go, oh, like based on accolades, but something being the best is going to be to your taste and what yeah. you like, if that makes sense. So it's not saying BTS yeah. aren't quote.
So you're right. Best. You're right. They're the yeah. best in your opinion. That's correct. I can't fault that. You're correct. But in general, I don't know. And plus, again, what criteria? You're making me sound shady.
It's like, that's your opinion. No, I get what you mean, though. Like, is something like this is based on the individual's opinion, and that isn't being shady or secondhand anything. But I could say EXO is the best for me. It doesn't mean they're not or that they are. It's just my opinion. So thank you for sharing.
It's just my opinion.
But that is all of our unpopular opinions for today. Remember, guys, that if you have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, or requests that you would like us to talk about on the show, do email them to us at hallyut@gmail.com or drop us a DM on socials.
Yay.
So now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know what's been on our radar. So this can be anything we're listening to, watching, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
First and foremost, I have been rinsing Shiny's album, and I've been rinsing that Don't Call Me video and like performances. Like, it's just rude. Minho, I don't know who you think you are. Let's talk about the video, yeah? So Minho is the first shot. You know what? Minho, I know what you've done. I can see what you've done. You've basically stole all of Kai's outfits and wore them as one. They had the cowboy outfit and the durag and the chesticles. Sir.
It was uncalled for.
Was very disrespectful
to me,
and then you had the flaming red hair for your flaming charisma. Get out. You are rude. Okay, now Key, I don't know who you think you are. This song is a perfect song for Key. The song is just full of sass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who you think you are. And then you had that feather thing upon your head, sir. And only you could pull that off, because I swear, if any other idol wore that, I'd be like, why is that on your head? I don't understand. But for some reason, it works. On you. Your voice is like butter and milk. How dare you, sir? How dare you? How dare you?
Uh-huh.
And like the way... So, in like the... first pre-chorus leading up to the chorus, yeah. The way he was just hitting that choreography, and it's sir, no, and that the whole beanie moment, I was here for it. And Mr. Taemin, you are just rude,
disrespectful,
extremely rude. The way he hits every move, and then it's like certain popping moments. I'm like, sir, did you have to pop so hard? Did you have to pop so hard? That, the disrespect
mm-hmm.
was, but I digress. But before you say your thing,
uh-huh.
I have another thing that was on my radar. I don't know if I should say their name. Actually, I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to give you clout. But there's this Korean rapper here. I don't know how I even got down this rabbit hole on YouTube. It's a Korean rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And... what he was spitting was straight trash. It was straight trash. He was like, his ad libs was bow, bow, bow. Are you Waka Flocka? Like, I'm so confused. And then he was talking.
Are you talking about, like, was he on a show?
No, this was a music video, my friend.
He might have seen
the same person, but his ad libs was bow, bow. I'm sorry, I swear that's Waka Flocka's ad libs. from way back when. And then he's talking about, he says something about gang S. Boy, you know about, you ain't no gang, okay? What gang you in? Okay. If you don't sit your ass down, sir, it was straight trash. And it just upset me that my eyes had to see that and had to hear what I heard. And I'm sorry that I keep going on, but one last thing. There's a new girl group called Pixie, and they debuted with the song Wings. And yeah, they, you know, keep your eye out for them because I think they are good. Okay, rant over. I'm really sorry.
Why
that was
did
really
you
long.
Sound angry?
No, I'm not angry.
They're coming
not...
out and they have just debuted.
Okay, so Pixie, I apologize. It's not because of you guys. It's just I'm still thinking of that rapper. How dare you? Straight trash. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, I can't. Oh, well. All right, so on my radar, girl, I was attacked. It was the middle of the night. I was just minding my business, and I was attacked so disrespectfully. So I think the whole MV's out now, but ATEEZ must have released a teaser.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
For I'm the One. And San, I don't know why this man has the audacity to be so disrespectful. Like, there are rules in the world for a reason, okay?
Sure, there are rules and regulations, sir.
There are rules and regulations. And to have... I don't even want to think about it too much. It's a bit painful to think about, but...
It was... Mm-mm. I haven't seen the full thing, but I saw the... Was it like the preview or the teaser or whatever?
Yeah.
That was like 2 minutes long or under two minutes. Like, don't get me wrong, it sounds like it's going to be a great song. It's going to be a song, right? Full song? Is it a full song? Do you know?
Yeah, I think the whole MV's out now, so I'm assuming.
Okay, so I think I preferred the more R&B-esque beginning part.
Okay.
Before it changed more upbeat. I know that's their thing. But yeah, I wish they would do a full song, like the first part. Like, I don't hate the second part, but I'm an R&B girl, so...
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Preferences.
I'm not going to lie, and I must repent for this. I don't remember the song. I just remember San. I don't remember the fact that there was music or sound.
Wow.
I just remember him. Wow. And was I thirsting? Am I traumatized? I don't know. We don't have to get into specifics.
am I traumatized?
He had no business looking that good. And whoever had the job of greasing his body. Like, some people really out here doing the Lord's work. My second on my radar bit thing, I guess, from this week was there's like a Korean channel that gets kids to like react to idols and meet idols and stuff. I think it's called ODG or something.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if this video is like super new, but there was an episode. So Bobby came on and he basically like was talking to the kids and then he performed what I'm assuming is one of his newest songs. And then this one girl that was there, because there's a few kids, she looks so not traumatized, but she just looks so confused. And then at the end, in like the sweetest way, she was like, did anyone understand what he was saying? Because I did.
And
I was like, her energy, keep it. I like it. We're about it. But like, she was so sweet about it and it was hilarious. So that has to be one of my funny moments, I guess, from this week. But yeah.
That's so cute. Bless her. She sounds like me. I love certain children that just tell you how it is. And I was one of those children that got me in so much trouble sometimes, because I remember one time for a birthday, someone got me this jacket was 10 times bigger than me. It was like, it was like metallic silver, and it was like a puff, like, you know, those puffy jackets, right? It wasn't a long puffy jacket, but because it was so big, it was basically like a long puffy jacket, right?
Okay.
So, you know, like sometimes when you open a gift, you know, like your family, whatever, like, oh, do you like it? And most of the time kids will nod and be like, yeah, like you could tell they don't, but they're being nice, you know? They're like, yeah, I like it. I was like, no. I was like, you can't say that. I'm like, but I shouldn't lie. No. I feel like that's the same energy, but
it really is. But I may end up being the president of this club, whatever we're gonna name this club. So I was also one who was like, thou shalt not lie. So I don't remember how old I was. I may have been like four or five. And you know, like your parents, there are certain looks they give you and you know the drill. There are certain looks they give you. You know the sentence. There are protocols in the house. And you know, okay, if mommy
rules
says this,
and regulations.
Exactly. There are rules. So someone must have called the house phone. My mom I don't know if she wasn't available or she just couldn't talk then. And she was like, oh, just say mommy's not available right now. I pick up the phone and I said, my mom says she doesn't want to talk to you right now. I don't think she wants to talk to you. But yeah, bye. So that's how that went.
I feel like I've done that as well. I feel like mine wasn't that. Mine was someone was at the door. I can't remember who it was. Someone was at the door, and I was making. Obviously, I'm a child, making noise, and I was like, shh, don't say anything. My mom says she's not here.
Oh my god, I can't. And cue the sirens,
because we're dangerous. But that's it, folks. That's all we got time for today. Also, just before we wrap this up, again, just reiterating, whatever platform you're listening to us on, if you can follow us or give us 5 stars or leave a comment, please do, and share us to your friends as well. You know, we're trying to get popping over here, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to How You At You,
and remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories or requests to howyout@gmail.com, or just pop us a DM on socials, because we know y'all don't email us and you love to DM us, so just do that.
Yeah, you can do that. I've been Shanice from K-pop Box. You can follow me at K-pop Box _ for a variety of K-pop content.
I've been Shay from the K-way. You guys can follow me at the K-way _100 on Instagram.
Yes, and until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.